This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Jimmy Failla.
I'm Madison Allworth.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. I'm Evan Brown. In a week, Americans will pick new members of Congress, among other offices, where Democrats could struggle to hold seats they've traditionally occupied, like in and around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
In western Pennsylvania, the Democrat Party has had a civil war erupt within them. You used to have these conservative, moderate Democrats who, I could work with. I could work with in local government to get things done.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Pennsylvania has drawn nationwide interest this election season as its race for a Senate seat, pitting Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman against Republican Mehmet Oz of TV talk show fame, is now seen as a means for either party to control Congress's upper house. Whereas newspaper editorial endorsements in so many big cities are recommending Democrats to their readers, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is endorsing Oz.
People are really sick of the status quo. Republicans, Democrats, independents, they know our country is broken right now.
Jeremy Schaefer is the Republican candidate running for Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district, which is made up of Pittsburgh suburbs. He's a local small businessman and a commissioner and board president in Ross Township, PA, where he lives. He says Pennsylvanian voters are turning in record numbers towards Republicans.
They look at our leadership. Nancy Pelosi's, I believe, 82 years old. Joe Biden's approaching 80 years old. People do not want more of the same. They want fresh ideas, and they want new ideas. I'm an engineer. I have a PhD in electrical engineering, and I've always positioned myself as what I am, a problem solver. I like to look at the issues that are out there, identify the problems, and come up with solutions. And I don't particularly like the drama. I just want to get the problem solved. And that message really resonates with people here in Western Pennsylvania of all parties. They want to get things done. They don't like seeing the endless arguments, the extreme divisiveness that's out there. And they want to be able to move this country forward.
So we could talk about, wanting a problem solver and wanting to move forward and things like that. But obviously you have policy ideas that are resonating with people. Otherwise they wouldn't want you to solve the problems. So let's talk about that. You know, there's been a real, I think, resurgence, if that's the word, or a new revelation maybe, that so many people are finding that they are perhaps more conservative than they would have believed themselves to be even just a few years ago. And that's reflected in what I think is shaping up to be, as many people have put, a red wave. So again, let's talk about what it is you offer the voters in your district and why they're clamoring to you.
Yeah, well, I like to, as an engineer, I like to look at things in two buckets. And so the second bucket is probably the answer to your question, but let me just first talk about the initial bucket. When I look at Congress and our government in D.C., the system is broken right now. So I talk about three things that we need to do to fix the system. One is term limits. I'm 45 years old. We have people in both parties that have been serving in our government and U.S. Congress for longer than I've been alive. It should not be this way. And I'll call out people in my own party who are doing that. Secondly, We need to end extreme gerrymandering. You know, there is something wrong when after each redistricting cycle, there are fewer and fewer and fewer competitive seats. And both parties are guilty of this, and both parties effectively have to do it. If you control the means of government in one state or another, you do extreme gerrymandering in that state for your party's benefit. But in the end, the people who lose as American citizens because democracy is squeezed out. And lastly, I always talk about the need for campaign finance reform, which is an issue that not a lot of people talk about. But, you know, right now, my race, because it is one of those few very competitive districts, I mean, both sides combined are going to easily cross over the $20 million mark in this race. And that means that, you know, George Soros, you can write a $100 million check to a super PAC, and that money can be dumped against me. And it really crowds out a lot of local voices. So that's fixing the system. But secondly, why within that broken system are people moving towards our side? Well, at least in Western Pennsylvania, the Democrat Party has had a civil war erupt within them. And you used to have these conservative, moderate Democrats who, you know, I could work with. I could work with in local government to get things done. In my local area, two of our sitting state representatives were challenged by woke progressive members of the Democratic Socialists, and they were defeated in the Democratic primary. So the Democrat Party here is not your grandparents' party. It is a party that has gone woke. My opponent in the general election was his only elected position was a Bernie Sanders delegate, a delegate for a socialist. And that message, you know, people want quality education for their kids. They don't want them indoctrinated. They want safe communities, and they want taxes that are low and efficiently spent. And that is the message that I and so many other Republicans are presenting. And it's winning over the Democrats that know that their party has abandoned them.
Let's talk about safety as a campaign topic. And let's also put that in the frame of people's party alliances. You know, in this country, labor unions have been part and parcel of the Democratic machine. And I'm not saying anything accusatory, that's something that they're quite proud of. But here comes police unions, and the police have not been the friends of Democratic politicians lately, or vice versa might be the way to say that. And so now you're endorsed as a Republican candidate by police unions. That kind of upends the paradigm. And let's talk about why, you know, why did you earn their endorsement, and why are they, you know, why did they come to you?
Yes, I'm proud to be endorsed by all of the local Fraternal Order of Polices here in my district in Western Pennsylvania. And, you know, to me, it's just the values I've always been taught, to stand with our police, to defend them, to show respect to them. What we've seen over the past several years is just ridiculous. The police have been vilified by the extreme left, and they are unable to do their job in a lot of places because of the extreme vilification, because the elected leaders in certain communities are not standing with them and not properly funding them. So the police unions have swung amazingly over to our side because we're standing up for them. We're doing what we've always done. We're supporting our police, and we want these safe communities. And people recognize that. It really resonates with the citizens of my district that the police that, well, number one, that I've stood with our police, and number two, that they're backing me as well. And when we see crime accelerating in our communities, that's really of great concern. In downtown Pittsburgh just the other day, there was a shooting right in downtown in the afternoon, right in the middle of daylight hours, while workers and students were going around. And it does not have to be this way. And because of what's going on, our police are having an immense problem recruiting new people. It used to be when the Pittsburgh City Police needed to hire someone, they probably have four or five applicants for every opening that they have. Right now, our local police are short-staffed by a couple hundred people. They have forced overtime going on. They have 200 people that are eligible for retirement right now. They're trying to put a new recruitment class in place, and they're going to be lucky to get 20 people. We've demonized the police, or one side of the aisle has demonized the police, and it's causing a great effect and harm to our communities.
We're speaking with Jeremy Schaefer. He is the congressional candidate in Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district. That's the Pittsburgh area. Here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with Mr. Schaefer straight ahead.
What would you be able to do as a congressman in that regard for this problem? Because policing is a local matter. It's you know, the police department in a given town don't answer to their member of Congress so much as they answer to the mayor or the town commissioners or whatever the case may be. So how do you help with that problem?
Well, there is actually a substantial amount of federal funding that goes into our local police and helps supplement the local funding. I'm on record as saying, you know, look, instead of having 87,000 more IRS agents, let's redirect that money to our local police department so that they can get the funding and the resources that they need. So that's one practical effect, is actually helping fund them through federal funds. And secondly, it's just being there for them, standing with them, listening to them, supporting them at these events. That goes a tremendous way for the guys on the thin blue line to know that I have their back, to know that we are there for them and supporting them, and that unlike some other politicians, they're looking over their shoulder wondering if they're about to get stabbed in the back for something. So that showing them the respect really helps. And that's something that any elected official, whether you're a mayor or township commissioner, or whether or not you are a congressman or a governor, is able to do.
The funding or the defunding of police has certainly been a nationwide point of contention. Obviously, I think that that's almost become ubiquitous, and it was certainly part of the debate between the two men who are seeking to be the next senator from your state. I'm sure you watched that debate between Dr. Mehmet Oz and the lieutenant governor, John Fetterman. What were your impressions of that event? It was certainly wide ranging in terms of the issues, but it certainly had to address the big, that big, as the line that they used that night, elephant in the room, and that is the physical ability for Mr. Fetterman to serve. You know, he has been the leader in polls, and depending on how you take those polls, he might just win this race. But it is obvious to everyone, and even through his own admission, that he's physically not at 100%.
Yes, I did watch the debate. Honestly, it was painful to watch. It was really painful to watch. I have many friends who are Democrats, and I know a lot of them are wishing that they could replace their candidate with someone else right now. But we are in the situation we're in. He is their candidate, and the voters of Pennsylvania are going to have to look right now at his ability and also at his policies. And actually, if we just completely put his health to the side, I mean, his policies are what I believe are really bad. And that's why so many of the police unions have endorsed Dr. Oz. And, you know, Braddock is a community that is I know very well. It's not in my congressional district, but it's just a few miles away from one of the boundaries of my congressional district. And, you know, John Fetterman was mayor of that community. While he was mayor of that community bled population. Violence continued there. He does not have a good record in that community. And so it does scare me if he wants to take those same philosophies and try to implement them for our country. I do not think that that is the right direction.
Let's talk about your district then, the 17th congressional district in Pennsylvania. We can throw out numbers of the 17th, 18th, 25th district, but tell me the real deal on where you're from.
Yeah, so this is the heart of Western Pennsylvania. If you can envision the southwest corner of Western Pennsylvania, you have the city of Pittsburgh and the three rivers that converge there. My district basically wraps around three quarters of the city of Pittsburgh. I have none of the city of Pittsburgh, but I have the northern, the western areas of the city, and it extends along the Ohio River up to touch West Virginia and the state of Ohio, where the Ohio River enters, leaves Pennsylvania. So this is a district that's made up of middle-class suburbs, people who commute into the city of Pittsburgh. It is a district that's made up of lots of former mill towns. Some of the largest steel mills in the history of this country used to be in this district. Sadly, most of them have shut down now. And we are in a redevelopment process trying to create the new industries for Western Pennsylvania to bring the jobs back and to stabilize our population. We sit on top of the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. So we are on top of the Marcellus Shale out here. So we've seen a huge amount of redevelopment and investment in the energy industry out here. And one of the things that I'm very proud of is the jobs that we can create here and how we can help power America through the resources that we have. And that's something I think that the liberal left, Joe Biden and my opponent, need to realize, that we can't shut down our energy industries. We need them to make this country secure and to provide the affordable, reliable energy that we need.
Jeremy Schaefer, the Republican nominee for Congress from the 17th Congressional District of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.